K8QVX, K8DYS Mobile.
K8DYS Mobile, K8QVX.
What do we got out there? I didn't catch ya.
K8QVX.
Oh, alright, yeah, I had some other radio going or whatever. Alright, yeah, we got you. We're southbound. We just cleared the bridge. We're coming up to Sheboygan here shortly. So, how are you this morning? It's 65 degrees up here. It's nice. What do you got going on down there for temperature?
I'm showing I got 44 degrees here on the porch. I'm sitting out here drinking my coffee, so it's a little bit on the chilly side.
Okie dokie. Wow. Yeah, big difference. It stays warmer up here by the water this time of year, and then it when it gets hot out down there, it's cooler up here. So the water kind of is nice for that. But, yeah, it didn't really get too bad last night. 44 degrees, wow, that's what we're going to be. Gonna be, oh wow, it's gonna be 80s all week during the day. Jeez.
Yeah, I knew they said it was supposed to warm back up here this week, so that's inviting. I'll take it, because we don't have that many of them days left, so I'll take whatever I can get. Oh, I gotta get to start cutting on some wood down here to my neighbor's place. He wanted it all out of there by the end of September. Well, that's not going to happen, but I need to get down there and start working on that, too. You got a big old pile of logs down there. I told him I'd give him $25 a face cord for it. He agreed to that, so I just got to cut it, split it, and pay him.
Oh, nice. That's a good deal. Heck, yeah. Yeah, right down the road. Yeah, cutting wood in the heat. Not for me. I wait until it gets cooler out. To heck with that. It's way, 80 degrees, way too hot to be cutting wood. You'd have to get up early like this and get a load in the morning. That's the only way to do it this time of the year. Back when it was a little cooler, I got a load, but in the afternoon it started heating up on me, so. Well, that's cool. I try not to pay for firewood because it just, I don't know. The whole reason to burn wood for me is to save money, so I try to just find places to cut wood, which I have a few where they don't charge me. I guess people just hang out in the fast lane, going slow. Well, we beat most of the traffic. There's a few cars out here, but it's not bad.
Yeah, you'll be all right. You only got about what? 2 hours, about 2 hours you'll be down here, no problem. You talking on the radio this morning, or are you on your phone on All-Star? How you doing that?
I'm coming through the 7-4 repeater in Sheboygan. I'm on my radio in my car here. And, yeah, we're not too far from it. I think we're only maybe 20, 25 miles from the repeater, so it's up there in the air. So it gets out really good up here, so I like it. I use it quite often when I'm up here, but, yeah, I got your node connected to mine at home, so I just use mine as a hub, so mine's transmitting at home as well, and, yeah, I like it. Works out good.
Okay. Evidently, then, yours at home is on the repeater here in Harrison. Is the water tower correct?
No, nothing's connected to that.
What frequency is the radio transmitting out on? It's your house that you're going through the node.
440 something. It's a UHF frequency, 5 watts, real low power. Just, I don't remember the frequency. It's like 446 or 445. I don't know.
Okay. Well, how is the signal getting to the water tower then in Harrison? Is That's what I'm talking to you on. I'm on a repeater.
I don't know. You must have something connected to it. I don't know. I didn't look. I just connected your node up, so I have no idea.
I don't know either. I just know you're coming through the Harrison repeater up there, so. Yep, there you go.
The only thing I can think of is that you connected something up, because I didn't. So, whatever.
I don't know how all this stuff works. I don't really have a clue. Connect this, connect that, connect this, connect that. I don't know. It just works. That's all I care.
Well, you don't ever have to connect to anything. So, I do it all from my end.
Yeah, I pretty much know that. I just know that my node up here is connected to my node downstate. We're coming out on my machine down there, on the 825 machine.
Well, if you get them all connected up, you'll get a loop going on. It's not doing anything right now, but you gotta pay attention to that. But I haven't heard anything IDing anything, so I don't know. I just connected your node that's in Leota to mine, and at my house. So that's all I did.
Okay. Well, my node radio right now is on the water tower. It's definitely on the water tower. Let's see, it receives there, transmits. I don't know how it's doing it. I really don't. I'm not receiving that water tower on that little quarter wave mag mount that's stuck in here. But it's coming in here anyway. Don't matter. It just works. KC8QEX. Yeah, it shows here I'm connected up to 586173.
Well, you must have done it yesterday or today, because it wasn't the other day. I looked, and then I was planning on connecting up to your one in Leota to mine, so I can connect it to this. So, yeah. It doesn't matter, but they don't want the ID going across here. They told me that, so I was just trying to be respectful of that. I mean, I really don't, it's not illegal. They said it was illegal. It's not, but whatever. I just don't really worry about it, but yeah. But all of it doesn't need to be connected all the time. It's not necessary to have it all. There's no reason to, really, because no one uses it, so. But yeah, we're getting closer to Gaylord. I was thinking of getting fuel there. It was a little cheaper in Gaylord. I think it was like $2.81 or something. So I think it's still $2.99 in Clare or whatever. I don't know. I don't remember. But then she should be good for the rest of the week for gas.
Yeah, I didn't even check gas prices in Clare or anything the other day when I come up. I just drove up here because I had plenty of gas. Yeah, I just checked the node list here. There's 12 nodes hooked up to this hub right now here. I don't know where the hub is, but yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it strings all the way across the up here. You know, they got them all linked together all the time. They like it like that. So. Yeah, pretty cool though. They've got internet, I think, at most of the sites, or all of them, so they just plug the All-Star unit right into the controller, I'd imagine. So it's behind the ID and everything, and then that's the way to do it. That's the way to go.
Oh yeah, I'm sure it is. But the way we got this one set up, when the Harrison Water Tower ID that comes out across all these nodes, is that what you're telling me?
Correct. Yes, I've discussed it with you before about if we had a UHF repeater at your house that had a controller with an open port on it, we could plug All-Star right into the controller, and then the link radio would not send an ID over the water tower, vice versa. because it would be behind the controller if the... But yeah, the best way to do it would be to have it right...
Right, I lost you on that last transmission just a little bit.
Seems like those guys don't really care what happens, but... Anyway, yep, the way we have it. So I haven't heard the ID come across, so I don't know how you what you did. I think last night, you get to pushing buttons on there, and I don't know what you're doing, so I have no clue. I'm assuming you got the one in Leota connected to the one downstate, which the one downstate's connected to the one in, at my house. So once you connect something together, whatever it's connected to, you're connected to everything. That's how it works. So China right now, all of us would be connected to China. That's basically, it's like a party line.
Yeah, my node's connected up to 586174.
I'm having a breakfast sandwich. K8DYS mobile.
KD8HNT, this is where I'll be hanging out for now on.
Okay, sounds good. I'm not hearing it real well, but I hear it well enough to talk to him.
Yeah, you're pretty scratchy. But I'll tell you what, if you were to pick yourself up a 100-watt, 2-meter amplifier, you'd get in there with crystal clear modulation, Tom.
Yeah, once I get this antenna moved, I'll put it in here better. It's just a matter of moving it and getting it up where I want it. That'll be the difference.
Okay, well, as of now, I am done with our scalar repeat. I'm also done with the club. I did a lot of serious thinking all weekend, and I don't need to belong to a club that takes them 5 months to fix their antenna.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I don't blame you one bit. And I do believe, on the check, I do believe I have this one programmed into my truck, too, but I can't remember 100%.
Okay, I was down in Green a couple of months ago, and I was actually able to get into this repeater, and the guy I talked to said I had crystal clear modulation from Grayling there. I mean, it's a long ways up there. I think that's probably the repeater in northern Michigan.
Right. Yep. Today's going to be a miserable day for me.
Where are they going to do the procedure? Toski or over here in Gaylord?
I can't eat it all today. And I got to do all my drinking stuff. I'll be doing the trunks all day today. Starting at noon, I have to start drinking all that stuff. And then I have my colonoscopy tomorrow at 11 o'clock.
W8RRM for ID. What hospital are you doing it at? Which town?
Charlevoix.
Really? I would think they would have done it in Petoskey.
Yeah, well, I mean, I normally do stuff out of Petoskey, but I think this is just the one that was, my doctor sent me to was the one soonest available.
Okay. Have you ever had that PSA done like I told you to do?
I had what?
Have they checked your PSA? Paul Sam Applegate.
I don't know. I don't know if they checked all that or not. Done all the time. But...
Well, while you're in there, you should ask your medical file. Ain't having to draw the blood for you while you're in there. I told you, if they hadn't caught mine on my PSA when they did, I wouldn't be here talking to you today.
Right.
tell you, everybody I've ever talked to before on this computer has been very cool to talk to, too. They've been pretty good people. A lot better than a lot of the ones we had troubles with on the other. See, Roger.
I know this repeater is linked to another repeater south here, like south of, I can't remember which one it is. My brother and I talk on it. He talks into the one, he lives in Hale, and he talks up to the one that he can get into, and then I'm on this one, and we talk back and forth.
I've been on this repeater now off and on for about 6 months, and everybody I've talked to from here has been very, very good to talk to, okay, Tom?
Yeah, I've talked on this one before, too. Let me look up just to find out. Let me look up, I got it in here on my radio, Solona repeater, and then they'll give you the PL and all that. See what we can get into that one, too. That's a really strong repeater.
Well, don't waste your time looking it up now. You got plenty of time. Time when you come over, you can bring it with you, and I don't even know how to program my radio anymore. Maybe you can help me figure it out, and we'll put it in there together.
Yeah, we can do that. Yep. Looks like it's nice out today. It was funny, I heard you barking when I first answered my phone. You hear my puppies, couldn't you?
Was it that obvious when I was barking at you? W8RRM here.
Yeah, I got 3 puppies. And I got rid of one already. The other two are spoken for. They just haven't come and got them. And then I'm keeping the one that looks like my the mother. And now they're, I tell you, they're 7 weeks. They will be 7 weeks old come this Thursday. And man, are they growing. Holy moly. She weaned them up for 4 weeks. And that was kind of nervous about that, because all of a sudden she started where she didn't really want to feed him, and she was starting to dry out, and I thought, man, this seems a little soon. Well, we put some food down for him, pumpkin food, pushed it all up, and I had a little warm water to it, so it was soft, to his teeth, and dear Lord, they went to town on that, started eating like crazy, just like, well, fine. So they've been eating on their own for since 4 weeks, and they're doing really well. Feed them, wormed them 2 times, and this next week they're due for another worming, and then they should be good. And then the ones that are going to get them, they have to go to the vet and get all their own shots. Otherwise, I'm going to have to charge the whole lot. A lot more of them, because it's like $100 a puppy to have them all their done.
What kind of dogs are they? And when one comes to help you, you can get that antenna up to close to 80 foot. I think you'd have full quieting into this repeater.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're a mixture. My lab is mixed. She's not a pure lab. She's got Beagle Husky, and then 50% bull. And the dad that just got her pregnant, she had puppies from his neighbor dog, which is a full-bred Labradoodle. So they look just like Labradoodles. That's what they look like. and but the one I'm keeping is funny because they all come out different colors. They don't, none of them look alike. Two have the curly hair, just like the Labradoodles, and the other two don't. They got the straight hair like a lab. And I'm keeping the black lab because that's what she has. And that puppy looks identical to her. It's got the same weight marking on it, on its chest and the whole nine yards. But they are cute as could be.
I miss not having a big dog. I can't have one here where I live. I think my favorite dogs, well, it's really three of them. A Basset Hound, which I've never had. My Golden Retrievers. And my German Shepherds. And there's one more that I liked a lot, too. And that was a German Schnauzer. I even had a giant German Schnauzer. He was just damn beautiful, I'll tell you.
When I lived downstate, I raised beagles, and for hunting, I train them and everything and sell them. And I love beagles, but I do love my labs. And I like a German Shepherd, too. They're a nice dog. They shed too much to the house. It's bad enough for dogs. You know, the one I have is shedding some. But I do love the German Shepherds. I did have one, and it was a nice dog. But, yep. The problem is what I got with the same thing right now is that where I have it, and it's kind of leaning. It's not straight up and down. It's leaning a little bit to the northwest. And that's why I need to get it out of there. It's just not a man's place, no tower or nothing. And I put it up temporary. When I first got it going, I just wanted to get on the radio, you know, and so I put it up temporarily so I could use it. And I haven't done nothing with it since then. And I need to get it moved over to the shed. I'm just going to do it this weekend, but I had too much other stuff to do. And I know I'm not going to be able to do it today because I got the garage. I'm going to have the garage. So it's going to have to wait either next weekend or I got some vacation time coming up before I get laid off. I took 2 days of the 2nd and 3rd. It's a Thursday and Friday, and then it's a Thursday and Friday, and then I have Saturday and Sunday. Then I'm taking another 3-day weekend. My wife's got a doctor's, an eye doctor's appointment, a specialist, because she's diabetic, and she has to go to a... They check her once a year for her eyes to bleed and intense things. She can't drive after 2 weeks, so I took Thursday and Friday, and Saturday, and obviously Saturday and Sunday, so I got time yet. It's going to be within those, that 3 days anyway, so I got to get it before the weather turns bad.
Well, it sounds like you got a plan anyway. When's your boy going to help you with all that?
Yes, he will. He will. He said he would. So it's just a matter of time when I got the time, you know. And, so, but yeah, he plans on helping.
Well, from what everything I've been pulling up on the internet, I think I'd try to get all that done before hunting season, because if you don't, you might have to wait till next spring. We could be buried knee-deep snow by hunting season this year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been seeing that myself. Yep. It's going to be done before the middle of by the middle of October anyways, for sure. That way I can, that'll make a big improvement, I'm here to tell you, Roger, the way I got it now. You know, that's enough where I can use it, and that'll make an improvement. I can get into the Gaelic repeater, too, better. It'll be up on the hill, so it'll be higher elevation right there, and then I'm going to put up about 30 feet of tower, and then, maybe 40 if I can hoist it. That's enough to hoist it. That's what I plan on doing. My boy's going to help me. Because I'm when I get it, the whole bug is bringing the top ready. And then I'm, you know, it's going to stand right next to me. I grind, I got a, it's a metal pole barn. This is what it is, a little, not a real big pole barn, but it's a little one. I'm going to use my side-by-side with the wrench in that, that'll hoist it up.
No, I can't wait for you to get it done. Next month, I'm going to go on ahead and splurge for a battery for my HF that I got in my pickup truck. And I'll be on HF then, too, but I'm not going to buy any more antennas. I'll just use the 80-meter antenna that I have, you know.
Yeah, you'll have fun doing that. I set up quite late last night. Just wide awake and played on 40-meter. There was some nets on there. One's a wood. They call themselves the wood. And it's out of action. It's out of, I want to say they're out of sand. I can't remember for sure. I know there was Canadians in there anyways. But the time I was on it, one of the guys from Canada was the net control at that time. And that was a really good net. And then there's another one on 40 meter. It's called an RP net or two of people at camp and what have you. And there's a real nice group of guys too. Fun to talk to. So, but last night I played around and was talking to different guys and around in Maine. There were a whole bunch of them on Maine and Canada, Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, New York, a bunch of them on there. It was having a good time visiting with them.
After the first of the year sometime, I'm going to buy a 40-meter antenna so I can go from 40 to 75, but I just can't afford it right now because I got hacked and lost all that money, you know.
Yep, I did pretty good on with the wire I have, an 80-meter and 40-meter. Actually, I did good on, do really good on all of them except for 160. That line, parts of the thing that they do will be 18 already. The other part, not so good. I don't talk on here a whole lot. It's important to me. But I do 38, 15, 17, 20, 15, 17, 20 meter. Catch a lot of people, in Europe and for places I can get into. And local too, or not local, but the United States area.
Yeah, it's been really good ever since they got all them broadcast stations off. Made a big difference, much more usable.
Yeah, for the 380-meter, they've got a good, the two nets are really good. They're on there every day, every night. They're on there at 5 o'clock every night. I mean, they're on 3921. And then there's the Wolverine net. They're on 3935 every night at 6 o'clock. And then on Sunday, the Wolverine or the UP net is at noon. They do one at noon and then one at 5. And they're a lot of fun to talk to. Those are really good groups. Local around all the way to DC and all over Michigan, Wisconsin areas, a little south of, you know, come in with different areas, but real good group of guys to visit with.
Yep. Well, you know, when it comes to me leaving the club, it was inevitable. Look how hard I tried to get everything going and nobody even took part in it, so I feel my effort to try to help grow the club was a waste, you know what I mean? And then that ice storm took out the antenna, There's no excuse for it to take 6 months to put that antenna back up, none whatsoever.
I totally agree with you. You know, the 146940, the ranch club there, they have a Liberty Net on Friday nights at 8 o'clock. Everything, 8 o'clock every night, everybody, and they discuss everything. Anything you want to discuss, politics, religion, anything you want. They have that for anybody that wants to get on there and talk about whatever's on their mind. And every morning I get into it when I'm going to work. They have a coffee mat, and it starts at 8 o'clock in the morning. And we blab on there about, you know, about anything. And then they have their normal net on Monday nights at 7 or 8 o'clock. There's a group of guys, and that's where I'm going with that. There's no reason why the local one up here, Gaylord, couldn't do all that. And we tried different reasons. I tried to get people coached into different times and then on stuff, and they just don't have enough people. For one, the only time I hear anybody on that, on the repeater, is during the night. Another time of the day? No. Now there is another guy, I can't think of his name or call. There is another guy that lives in Gaylord or right there. I talk to him a lot of sometimes in the morning when I'm going to work. He's out and about on his way. He started his own business, lawn mowing and snow plowing, I want to say. He does a little bit. And we talked quite a bit in the morning, and he's a really nice guy. He can dig it his name, though. And it's call on very bad when it comes to call signs. It takes me a while to remember some call sign, but yeah.
And he told me about a little over a year ago he wanted to build his own business, and I told him, good, go for it. My neighbor lady that I had for a few years, they had to put her in a home where they take care of people with dementia, and she wasn't allowed to have her cats, and her and her daughter begged me to take their two cats, so I inherited a couple of cats. One of them is pretty friendly, the other one stays hit all the time. So I changed that one's name to Gray Ghost. Hardly ever see the little thing. Then this other one is about as big as a raccoon. Big old female cat, about 18 years old. Just as lovable as can be.
My friends are my nephew and my one buddy, and they're messaging me telling me it's National Chicken Broth and Jello Day. Given me, they know I have to go for my pet tomorrow, and they're roughing me up about it, because they just did their little bit, and I teased them a little bit, so y'all, they're getting back at me now.
NO3C, KF8BLB.
Go ahead, sir. W8RRM here with KD88NT.
A lot of sleeping going on. Well, not for a while, because I'll be running to the bathroom every 5 minutes for a while, but I'm sitting here on the radio, because straight here close to the bathroom, and I'll be in here listening on the radio, so it's a straight shot to the bathroom. But yeah, after I get that through, there'll be a lot of sleeping and snoozing, so I won't think about wanting to eat.
Okay, well, I know when I did mine, I stayed fairly close to the bathroom, too.
Yeah, my first time doing it. Didn't really want to do it, but I got to do it. You know, I know something has to be done. And I've had colon problems in the past. Nothing, you know, drastic. It's more, it's called a fistula. I forget the other name of it. I've had surgery. couple of good friends of mine that passed away from it. So, I probably should have it done. I'm 58 years old, and it's time, I think, to have it done. I should have had it done a long time ago, but just, I don't know, nervous about it. Didn't want to go through all the knocking and all the burning world, but they say the test, my wife just had hers done, and it was said it was a piece of cake. I didn't know anything was done in that, but, still don't help me being a little nervous about it. More nervous if they're going to find something wrong with me. Every time I go to the doctor, they seem to find something wrong.
Well, young man, I'll tell you what, I'll be 75 in March, and I've had the worst 10 years of my life between cancer and everything, but you just got to roll with the punches. It ain't the end of life.
Yeah, I know it. I know it. You know, they might just find some polyps in there, and that's it, you know, and probably nothing, but you know, the unknown is always the worst. And we went out, managed, and got my youngest boy's blind deer blind set up on the state land. I got my nephew, my great nephew, my oldest son, my youngest son, my nephew's friend, and his daughter. They're coming up to hunt. November, we do it every year. They camp in the campground just down the road from me. It's a state forest campground around the Jordan River. It's got an outhouse and water, but that's it. No, it's a rustic campground right on the river. Really nice campground, but it's all electric. And they do. We've been doing it the last couple of years, and so we all hunt. Well, I don't, but they hunt on the state land. My boys, they like going out there, all of them, you know, on the state land hunt. So we set up this blind on a really, really good spot. Way back along our cousin's farm, but 200-300 yards, and it's a little opening in the middle of the woods, a little grassy field, something, I don't know, 10,000 square feet, maybe 20,000 square feet, little grassy field, and they're crossing through there. There's a couple of fruit trees in there, and there's all sorts of deer sign and runways and stuff crossing through there, so that'll be a pretty good spot for you.
Well, good. I remember you had them up here last year, right?
Yes, yep, had them up here last year, too. Yep, we had a lot of fun. And seeing young kids getting into it and enjoying camp and you know, just all of it. And, you know, we all look the same way. We don't shoot nothing. Just kind of get together, good conversation, and enjoy each other's company and all of it. It just, you know, it teaches the young kids a good direction.
I don't guess you've been able to tell that I've been swapping back and forth from one microphone to the other for the last half hour, have you?
I didn't quite catch that.
Do that again, Tom?
There you go, what you said the last time.
I said throughout this conversation I've been going from one microphone to the other and you never said nothing. Could you tell it?
Oh, yeah, it seems for some reason it seems like I'm losing the repeater more as the morning goes on here. I don't have very many bars on the repeater.
Okay, Dope. Well, you might as well start doing everything you got to do. We've tied your repeater up long enough for now, and anybody that's been standing around listening, thank you. You could have came in here any time. I'll catch you later, Tom. Shout at me later on. This is where I'm going to monitor from here on out. KD8HNC, W8RRM. Catch you later, buddy.
Okay. I'll see you later. a shout a little later on tonight. So, three for now, and catch you later. KDA-10T.
Okie dokie. KDA-10T, W8RRM. Thank you.
KFA-DNF.
W8PPC.
W8PPC, KCAVSU.
I was wondering if this thing was working or not. I got the hotspot in the rental car. And I'm headed downstate.
Quiet out here today. This is kind of, some days it's active, some days it's not. How are you doing?
I happened to pull into McDonald's in Bel Air and talked to two of the tenants that in the apartment that I used to live in. So I got a cell phone number so I can keep track of everybody there. The one guy said there's three vacancies. Keep cranking up the rent. The rent is, I was paying $550 a month. Knowing my luck, it would be more like $600. I have to find a different type of apartment, though. It'd most likely be downstate. And then once I get settled downstate, I'll move back up here.
Yeah. Oh, it's crazy today. Oh, yeah. We get home, and I'm resting. About 8 o'clock, 8, 9 o'clock, off goes the pager again. And it's like, come on. I was just out.
Well, I heard sirens going through Bel Air.
The accident yesterday. That was yesterday you told me that. No, we had a little fire last night on the road edge. Nothing, somebody's burning an old stump, and so we tore it apart and they wired it down. That's about it. I wish today will went better. Yesterday will went better. I would love to have just bust out my chair and sat down there at the bridge for the day.
Well, Toby, I'm going to let you go. I've got to concentrate on driving W8PPC.
7-2-MD. UMD mobile system.
KFA-DNF.
KADAD.
KFA-DNF.
KADAD, KFA-DNF. Good evening, Bentley.
Chris, did you read me?
I did that last time, but the first time I didn't. I could see you open the repeater, but there was no audio.
All right, maybe I didn't push the trigger down hard enough. How am I sounding?
Clear as a bell. I'd say 5x5.
As are you. You're coming in great. Yeah, so whatever you've been doing with that antenna is still working great.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with this setup I have now. It seems to be working really well. Everybody that I talk to kind of says the same thing, that it comes in really well. You know, like I can get into that Bickford repeater, you know, on low power, which I think is just amazing for this setup.
Darn good, but I understand that Pickford tower is up quite a ways and it has a lot of reach, so that's all good.
Yeah, here a couple weeks ago I actually asked them about that, and they said it was like 275 where the antenna was up on the tower, something like that, I believe. Don't quote me on that, but yeah, that's quite a poke up there.
I'm told it's on a pretty good size ridge, and that ridge is also blocking access to the Sioux repeater, which I understand is pretty darn good and would otherwise have a little bit more legs toward the south.
Yeah, so I've tried several times, and I cannot get into that the Sioux repeater, but and that would make sense. I didn't know that there was a ridge blocking that, but makes perfect sense now that you say that.
Yeah, on another note, I took a trip over to Alpena for work last week and just wanted to see how far I could carry the Sheboygan 1-1, and I got that all the way across 68, all the way to Rogers City, actually.
Wow, that's really good. That's you carried that a long way, buddy.
Yeah, I was talking to Drake about that, was it just yesterday or the day before, I can't remember which, but he was telling me that actually has a directional antenna on it, and when you get past M33 going east on 68, you're on the back side of the antenna. So he was impressed that, you know, his setup there can get all the way over to Rogers City, something that, you know, I didn't educate him on. He's already known that. But you mentioned to me anything in the other direction pointing west is where you're going to get your strongest signal on that.
That is interesting. I had always just assumed, there again, assumptions, I guess, that most of the repeater antennas were an omnidirectional type setup, because they were, you know, a lot of them I've seen are like a multiple bay type antenna setup. So yeah, that's pretty cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he said pretty much the northwest tip of the mid is completely covered, and there's a lot of overlap with the Mackinac, Sheboygan, and Petoskey repeaters, and you can drive around and just switch between them and maintain your signal almost anywhere in the northwestern lower peninsula.
Yeah, they have a nice network set up here. That's I hope they get the credit they deserve for it, because I'm sure it's a lot of work that goes into it, and they do a nice job of not only putting it up, but keeping it up.
Well, for what it's worth, I express my thanks every time I talk to them, but yeah, I don't know where they get all their funding from to keep all that up and running, but I think it's pretty darn cool, and it's an awesome resource to have.
Yeah, and I hope they get some good funding for it. I hope it isn't just out of pocket for them.
Well, I haven't actually asked the question, but I think with their ARIES certification and the fact that they provide area storm reporting, I'm guessing they get a fair amount of federal funding that chips in on that.
That's right, cause that's part of the Skywarn network, if I'm not mistaken. It's piped into the National Weather Service in Gaylord, if I remember correctly.
I think you are correct.
So I haven't talked to Josh in a day or two, but I think this weekend he was pouring concrete to get ready for his tower he bought, which that is good news for him.
Yeah, I was on my way back from the range yesterday doing some work with my elk rifle to prep for my big trip in November, and I happened to catch him on the air, so that's exactly what he was doing. He was on his way into Home Depot to get some concrete, and he was going to come back home and pour that concrete yesterday afternoon and plan on getting that tower up later this week or next weekend.
Well, awesome for him. I will have to give him a shout and if he needs a hand or not.
Yeah, I can be there with you guys in spirit, but I'm going to be out of town this weekend, so if you guys get together on it, have fun, and I can't wait to hear how it works.
It should help him a bit. I still don't know if he'll be able to get into the Sheboygan repeater on GMRS, but I know that's what he's hoping to do, but I don't know if that's going to solve his woes or not.
Well, he just needs to get his hand license and go 2 meter.
Yep, agreed. I hammer him that every time I talk to him. He's probably getting tired of hearing me get on him about it.
Yeah, you know him better than me. I try not to hammer him too hard, but I throw a little reminder in every once in a while, or he actually would beat me to it. So I know, I'm still planning on doing it.
I just hope his tower project goes a bit better.
Well, it sounds like it may not be quite as, shall we say, heavy and ungainly as yours.
Yeah, I've seen that type of tower before that he's putting up, and, you know, a 40-foot span of it, I mean, you or I could probably pick up a move on our own as far as that goes. Two people would obviously make it a whole lot better, but it's not anywhere near as bad as that monstrosity I ended up with.
Yeah, well, good. Hopefully that'll give him the reach that he's looking for.
I think once he gets his ham ticket, that will really serve him well. That will be a nice setup for him, a nice platform to put all his stuff on.
It sounds like it'll be easy enough to put up and take down so that he can swap antennas and do whatever he might need to do down the road. So that's good thinking on his part there.
I know off the back of his pole barn he's got quite a ways where he could lay that whole antenna down out that way, and that's how he's going to have it tilt. It's coming, you know, perpendicular to the backside of his pole barn. So he had talked about running a winch and a pulley system up at the peak to where it would help it lay down that way, which would be an ideal way to work that.
Well, sounds like he's got the ideal setup there. Can't wait to hear about it.
Yeah, I kind of thought about, I don't know if it was in Gaylord next weekend. There's supposed to be a ham fest down there, or a swap meet anyway. I had kind of thought about going to that, but maybe not. If I go down and help him out, I might shoot over there because it'll be pretty close.
Yeah, I think there was one in West Branch yesterday, and the one in Gaylord is next Saturday. So, yeah, check it out. Let me know what you think if you make it down there.
Yeah, I'd kind of be curious to go to one of them just to see, you know, what it's like, if it's worth it or not.
Talking to a couple of the guys on the air here, I heard that the West Branch one is actually quite good. And Gaylord can be hit or miss from time to time, I guess. But, you know, it's close enough. It'd definitely be worth going. Again, I'm going to be out of town, unfortunately. So, well, I wouldn't say unfortunately. I've got a good reason to be out of town. But it would otherwise be nice to go down there with you and check it out together.
Yeah, once you get back, we're going to have to schedule a radio cigar and bourbon afternoon sometime. It's been way too long since we had one of those.
Yeah, for sure, man. I think that'd be awesome. Let's make sure we do that. Although I will say I'm going to have a pretty busy fall season coming up here, but I'm sure we can make some time.
Well, if we got to postpone it a little bit later, that's not a problem, too. We have plenty of time.
Just a matter of syncing up schedules, that's all.
Yep, that's unfortunately, that seems like that's usually one of the harder things to do anymore, isn't it?
Yeah, isn't that the truth?
But that's also a good sign, I think. At least we're out doing things, not just sitting watching the world go by, for sure.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, anyway, progress was made yesterday with my rifle. I've been just having a really hard time finding a hunting load that's acceptably accurate in it, and I bought four different boxes of ammo, ran them all through. Two of them were, like, horrible. One of them was barely acceptable, and the other load shoots like a laser beam, so finally found what I was looking for, and got a lot of confidence that I'm going to be able to be successful on this elk hunt, so looking forward to that.
If I may ask, what was the one that you settled on that you liked?
It's a Federal load, 168 grain Berger bullet, and I shot a five-shot group with all rounds touching at 100 yards with it.
I would say that's pretty good. It'll be interesting to see if it holds true from box to box. I know sometimes a production ammo like that can be a little bit sketchy from one batch to another, but definitely on the right track, sounds like.
Well, I bought four different loads directly from Federal, and as soon as I got home yesterday from the range, I bought 200 rounds of this stuff, hoping that I'm going to get the same lot, from Federal that I had such success with in the rifle. It's only a week apart, so hoping it's going to be the same stuff, and then I'll be set for as long as I need to with that rifle.
That's a satisfying feeling when you hit that just right, that sweet spot that you're looking for, isn't it?
Yeah, and then to lock it in and kind of check that variable off the list. But we got to work on some other stuff next. We got to work on some range finding. We got to work on some wind calls and shooting from different positions and things like that. So that's next up on the practice list.
Is there, where are you going? Do you know if you have to hike quite a ways to get to your spot or not?
So the way it's going to work is they're going to drive us up to the end of a dirt road. They're going to put us all on horseback, and we're going to go up to a high camp at, I want to say it's 5,500 feet, where we have some wall tents that we'll be living in. There'll be two guides, four clients, and a camp cook, I guess. And then every day we're going to get on horseback and we're going to go wherever the elk are and the mule deer, of course, and glass for them and shoot them.
That sounds awesome, brother. That sounds like a really good time. You are going to enjoy yourself for sure.
Yeah, it's going to be an adventure. Putting a lot of work into sharpening up my long-range game, but kind of wondering if the weak point is going to be riding a horse. I haven't done that in a long time.
That's probably like a bike. Once you've done it, you've done it.
Talk to me on day five on being on horseback, and I'll let you know.
Yeah, bikes don't bite back, do they?
Yeah, for sure, but I'm reasonably expecting these to be pretty docile trail horses, although, for the big guy, I might get the horse that never gets ridden, that's spirited and more of a handful. We shall see.
Yeah, I would imagine with an outfit like that, they're not going to throw a bunch of people that don't necessarily ride horses on a daily basis on something that's going to get them hurt for sure, I wouldn't think.
Yeah, I'm expecting, because their tips depend on it, they're going to take pretty good care of us on that, so I'm not too worried about it, but you never know.
That's cool. That is really cool, man. I've often thought about doing a trip like that. I don't know. Not enough confidence, not enough gumption, something. But just never pulled the trigger on it. Hi.
Well, my buddy and I are spending a lot of money to do this with an outfitter, but the idea is if we could do something ourselves after this, you know, we might put together our own little hunt. So maybe you and I can talk about that a little bit more.
Yeah, once you get out there and see the terrain and probably make some contacts, you know, on your own out there will be a good step in the right direction for that anyway. Sometimes that's half the battle is just having the contacts.
Well, and not necessarily just in that area either, but, you know, to go, I don't think I want to set foot in Colorado, but, you know, maybe Montana, Wyoming, Idaho, something like that, and, you know, I hate to be one of those pesky out-of-state public land hunters, but that might be something that we do. We'll see.
You know, and I didn't ask, and I if you told me, I forgot. But what caliber are you taking out?
So I thought about this long and hard, and also looking down the road at, you know, doing other things. So I got a buddy that lives in Alaska, and you know, he's giving me an open invitation to come out and see him and hunt with him and all of that. So I was thinking about an exotic caliber, you know, one of the new whiz bangs or something tried and true, and I settled on a 308 just because for the distances that I want to shoot an animal, it's absolutely fine. No, it's not the best long-range caliber, but for what I think I would ethically feel comfortable shooting a large animal, I think it's the right one. Plus, you can go into just about any hardware store in, you know, Jerkwater, USA, and pick up a box of ammo off the shelf. That's another plus.
Well, you know, the military used the 308 as a sniper rifle for a long time, so I think there's a lot of history and a lot of data behind it that points to a good choice there.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, got a lot of history there and a lot of track record. And like I said, that's something that'll kill anything in North America, and that's probably all I need. KF8 BNF.
K8GAT. Yeah, and if you ever get to where you really want to dial in something with that, I know Ericsson loads for that. So if there was ever any time that you wanted to sit down and play with and kind of make your own load, maybe, I'm sure he wouldn't have a problem helping out with that.
All right, that's good to know. Thank you. I've been saving all my brass. I'm getting a pretty good pile of it, so all once fired and all good quality stuff. So, yeah, I might do that. I know my dad has got, he and I actually bought some reloading equipment 30-ish years ago when we were shooting National Match Course with a 308 rifle. So he's got dies and a press and all of that stuff, but it's, you know, down at his place in Grand Rapids, and I'm sure I'll end up with it one of these days too. So I just do not have the time to play with that sort of thing right now, but who knows, maybe when I'm an old retired guy, that'll be one of my passions.
It is definitely one of those rabbit holes that you can go as deep or as shallow as you want to, that's for sure.
Yeah, and God knows I've got plenty of rabbit holes already that I'm working on.
Amen to that, brother.
All right, man. Well, looks like it's about that time for me to fire up the grill and get some dinner going for the family. So I'm going to drop. Really glad I caught you on the air. I've been wondering how you've been. Haven't heard you out there lately, so I'm really glad that we caught up with one another today. Hope you're all doing well and enjoy the rest of your weekend. KF8
ENF. All right, Bentley. As always, it's wonderful talking to you. I enjoy our conversations. And you have a good evening. Have a good dinner. And we'll talk to you down the wire. KF8
BAM. Can I get a radio check, please?
KE8 FJW monitoring portable.
Active 8 BAM. Can you hear me all right? I just put up a new tower today and with new antennas, so I'm just checking it out for the first time.
KE8FJW back. KE8FJW portable monitoring.
KF8 BAM, can I get a radio check?
KF8, yeah, you're fucking clear.
Thank you very much. I just put up my new tower today and got my antennas up and just hooked up, and this is my first contact on my new tower. So thank you for coming back with that.
Oh, boy, yeah, you sound just fine. So, I remember, I think you talked to the Petoskey repeater, probably.
Yeah, as a coast fly, I'm only... Oh, 4 or 5 miles from the Petoskey repeater, and I can see it. I'm on top of the hill, and it's on top of the next hill.
Oh, there you go. I should try some of those DX repeaters in the area. There you go. That'll be a good challenge for you. That's what I used to do with when I was on the mobile in the sky there, in my base station. I would see how many repeaters I can get.
Yeah, I haven't talked to anybody on the other repeaters, but it looks like I can catch Pickford and Mackinac and East Jordan and I think even Traverse City, maybe.
Oh, yeah, very good. So, yep. There's a repeater in the FFF there. I can't remember the call sign. I say it's 147.24. Probably has a PL of 114.8, I believe. That's over in FFF. They don't have it listed anywhere.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out and see if I can find it. I think I've talked to you before. Are you up in the soup?
Yeah, I'm up here in the soup.
Yeah, we've talked before. I'm Dennis down in Petoskey.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think I remember. Recognize the call. I couldn't remember your name. So, yep. Dennis, yep. This is Bradley up here in the zoo, so that's very good.
Well, thanks for coming back. I'm going to check out some other repeaters and see if I can make some other contacts. KF8, DAM, we're clear.
All right, sounds good, yeah. And try some of you're probably pretty close to the water. You should try some of those repeaters in Wisconsin. You might be able to get hit one or two. Who knows? So 7-3, catch you later. KFAD, DMH? No, D, no, it's somebody else's call. I don't know. I'll get one of these days. KE8FJW.
Yeah, for sure. That's a good idea. I never thought about trying that. I'm not up terribly high, but I'm up, 50-some feet probably. So... But I'm on top of a hill, too, so that helps, and I can see the lake from here. So, yeah, I'll have to give that a whirl. Good ideas. KF8DAM. We're clear.
Sounds good. 7-3. KE8FJW.
W.A.